Finding work is hard for tap dancers. Sarah Reich knows this all too well. She's a 22-year-old professional hoofer who teaches and performs around the world. When it comes to earning a living and achieving fame, the Mexican, German, Hungarian Jew throws her hands up that so many tap dancers struggle against anonymity. Instead of abandoning her craft, it doesn't look like she'll be leaving the tap family anytime soon.
I had this experience in New York recently. I was meeting with a dance agency. She looked at my resume, and this was in New York. Well, if you're trying to be in New York, you have to do theater. This New York is all theater. And it doesn't say anything on your resume about you singing or acting. And I'm like, no, I'm like a professional tap dancer. Like, that's what I do all day, and I hone that skill. Like, why can't I just be a tap dancer? And so she goes, well, there's no demand for your style of tap right now. And I don't see any point in signing you. And that really hurt. And I just felt what the hoofers felt in the 50s, late 50s and 60s, when tap was kind of dying out and nobody was hiring tap dancers anymore. How, you know, they were just out of work. The work dried out and they had to find other jobs. And I'm like, man, it's 2012. Like, that can't still be happening. Why haven't we found our own work, or why don't we have places where we can just succeed as a tap dancer, strictly as that? So I was all down and out the whole day, and then later that same day, that night, I went to a jazz club in New York for a jazz jam, and this is like one of the most, like, you know, cutthroat jams, I think. And I put my name on the list to tap dance, and they kind of didn't really call my name until the last tune. So finally I go up and I dance, and the whole place was quiet and all eyes and ears were on me, and they were all appreciative, all musicians, and they just totally dug it. And once I finished, I got this like roaring applause from everybody, and I just felt so accepted. Well, at first, I didn't realize really what tap was. I just knew that I was good at it and I liked it. But it wasn't until I was about 12 years old that it totally clicked with me, and that's when I decided that I wanted to do it for the rest of my life. Like Gregory Hines said, if you put on a pair of tap shoes, you're a part of the family. The history of tap dancing I've always found really fascinating. I consider myself a historian. I have read almost all tap books. I collect footage. And I've had one-on-one time with all the great tap legends who I've been around while they were around, and some have passed away, and so those who are still around. I love them, and I call them often. My mentor is Harold Cromer of Stump and Stumpy, and he's like my best friend, and I call him all the time, and I ask him any questions about history, and he's always has the answer, and that's always been fascinating to me.
My name is Harold Cromer. She sings, she plays the piano, she plays the drums, she sings opera, she sings jazz, she's everything, but she's afraid to do it. She thinks tap is going to come back. I said, tap's not going to come back because it never went anywhere in the beginning.
So many, too many talented people, tap dancers out there that are struggling. Like, I don't understand why we're still out of work and struggling to... There's no reason why we should always be struggling. I hear it all the time from the older tap dancers and to the younger tap dancers everywhere. They're just like, I can't make a living doing what I love to do. And but we also have to be strong and just create work for ourselves, because nobody's going to help us. Or people, we're just not even out there in general for people to know about us, to want to help us if they wanted to. So it's just hard, but we love it and we're passionate and we stick together. That's what's so beautiful about us, and that's what's so unique about what our art is, that we we all understand that. We just kind of deal with it. But we shouldn't have to. I met Dr. Jimmy Slide before he passed, and he signed a picture for me, and it said, "Enjoy the journey." And I loved that because it is a journey. The whole process of finding yourself, expressing yourself, improvisation, training, finding your voice, and being a seasoned tap dancer. I can't wait to hear what I sound like when I'm like 50 or something. That would be just so cool.
Sarah Reich hosts the Monday Night Tap Experience, a dance class and jam session from 7 to 9 p.m. in Culver City, which she launched in October 2008. Find out more at sarahreich.com. This is Jessica Koslow for Detours.